USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump addressing the nation at this hour to discuss last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that host American troops. The Pentagon now says 15 missiles were fired at those bases, and there were no American casualties and only limited damage. And Iran says the strikes were a response to the U.S. drone strike that killed its top general last week. Former acting CIA chief Mike Morrell saying those strikes last night were, in fact, rather limited.
A relatively small number of missiles, no casualties. It suggested to me that the Iranians may be sending a signal here that, look, we have to respond, but we don't want to escalate this.
He spoke on CBS News. They're searching for a suspect after a shooting near Canada's parliament in Ottawa this morning leaves one person dead and at least three others wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers continuing to try to put together a jury for disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's trial on sex crime charges in New York. Lawyer Michael Backner says it's not going to be easy given the bombardment of media coverage the case has received.
It's going to be impossible to find a juror who hasn't heard about Harvey Weinstein or hasn't heard about the case, and that's not going to be sufficient reason to get excluded.
Private payroll jobs on the rise in the U.S., according to this morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics, which says companies added 202,000 positions in the month of December. That's ahead of analysts' expectations. November's numbers were revised to reflect 124,000 positions being created, which was up from the 67,000 that were originally reported. Construction, the goods-producing industry, and the services sector were among the biggest gains. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as a top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qassem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News.
It's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks.
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.